Andy, I made it back in time. I've been out filming today with Sky, and well, that's for the preview for the UK Open and reviewing the Premier League so far. And I got just back in time to come and introduce the viewers here to the Edgar TV studios.
Looks very nice. Episode 29, Matt, of the podcast on the podcast channel. Studio looks fantastic. I've seen it before. Looks great. Nice backdrop. Better than mine. I'm going to have to do something about it. I'm going to have to up my game. Can't keep doing it like this. You're showing me up now. You look fantastic. So well done. Well done, you.
It's you're coming here, though. And if the people who follow the main channel will know that we're going to be doing a couple of specials. And one of the specials is Harsh Andy Reviews Edgar's Studio. And I tell you what, right? Have a look. In the roof, ambience. Spotlights, ambience. Over here, more spotlights. Ambience is something we're not struggling with here. And watch this, right? So I've got 12 million different settings, and they are all voice activated. So I can do any color I want, or I can do settings. So if I want to go joyful, look, we can go for a joyful setting where we've got these nice little bit of bit in there. Then we can watch. There it goes. Look.
Oh, my. Oh, my God. I reckon
Oh, where's it gone? Where's it gone? Oh, there it is.
You're like a kid with a new toy, aren't you?
You can't see this one properly, but this one's like a firework. Watch, where's it gone?
Yeah, but Matt, you do realize we have hundreds of listeners that can't see what's going on right now, don't you? Matt's doing the sound effects for our listeners that listen on the podcast channels.
Boom.
What he's actually doing is he's sending light around the outside of his studio, which is amazing. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for subscribing in your droves. We're almost at 1,000. Mm-hmm. We should be by the time you listen to this. And we've got so much to talk about, as usual. Starting with those of you, we're only 2 minutes in. We've got something a bit special for our viewers this week, Matt, haven't we? We've got a little bit of an extra for them. Bit of a freebie, bit of a thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us on this journey. Thanks for being in the club and listening to every episode. You're going to get an extra one this week.
Coming Tuesday. I'll tell you the date, just because you might not know when Tuesday actually is here. Tuesday the 4th of February.
Yeah, an extra little mini 20-minute podcast with a special guest. Are we telling them who it is or not?
It's the newest mission signing, Mike Dedeker. And we'll be covering, also, we recorded that just a few minutes ago, and we are covering some great topics. You know, if you're a little bit bored of hearing Dart's questions of, what's your aspirations for the year?
Yeah, what do you want to achieve?
Are you hoping to win a match? If you're bored of those questions, we've got you covered, because I've got a list here of questions that was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Mike was brilliant. Mike is brilliant. He's a great guy to speak to. Not only a fabulous dart player, but a lovely guy and older than you think.
Something else you're going to find out in that little podcast extra.
Absolutely. Now, I've got lots to talk about. I kind of say that every week, Matt, don't I? I've got a list of topics here, but everyone has gone comment crazy, Matt. We're going to have to get into the comments early this week, because I've got pages of them. I've got pages of comments. You've all been jumping in the comments, but not just trying to win the comment of the week prize. With some really, really interesting stuff, with some ideas for new videos for us, all sorts of things. So we'll get to that in a bit. Big, deeper breath. I'm not happy about the seniors. I'm not happy.
Okay.
I've just started playing well. People have said, why don't you ever go to the seniors? And now they've dropped it to 45. That's not senior. What do you think about that?
Well, what is seniors then?
Well, most sports is 50 plus. Golf is actually, I think it's 55. It's either 50 or 55.
Football's 35. 40?
Well, yeah, but you're retired at 35 in football, aren't you? But seniors darts, 45? Right. So what you're basically saying is Gary Anderson, Peter Wright, like these are top 10 players in the world. They're seniors. They're not seniors. They're in the prime of the career. Not seniors to me is you've done your career, you've retired, and you're still good enough to play at a level, so we'll invite you back in for a seniors tour. 45 isn't senior. See, you're 39 this year. In 6 years, you're going to be a senior. Does that feel right?
In terms of when you think the world champion's 18.
Yeah, but darts is a longer sport. It's and that's unusual. That is unusual. Most, you know, there's a development. Right. So here's the thing. There's a development tour. You can play in it until you're 25, 24.
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. And then, again, so I think you're analysing something that shouldn't be analysed here in a way, because we've got to remember what it is. It's a supplementary sidebar tour, basically. And by that, what I mean is right now, Ross Montgomery is the seniors world champion. Does that mean he is the best player in the world over, let's say it was still over 50. Is he the best over 50 player in the world?
No.
When you've got Peter Wright, Gary Anderson, etc., that could play in that, but are still on tour. So you've got to remember, it's not saying this is the seniors world champion. This is the seniors best player who can fit this criteria right now. It's not saying this is the best senior in the world. If this was the PDC seniors tour, I think then you've got a bit of an argument, or we're trying to get something a little bit more correct, where actually when it's where it is at the moment, and it is literally just this is a supplementary tour for people that are still okay but not good enough to play on the tour anymore, I think that's a different conversation to the one that you're having.
Well, that's what I thought it was. When they first started it, it was Phil Taylor, Warriner, Rod Arryn. It was all the old players that we remember from years ago. Can they still play a bit? It was fun. Yes, okay, it's got a little bit more serious, and I'm okay with that. But dropping it to 45, it just seems too young. It's way too young. But you're not a senior at 45. Yeah, that's 6 years for you, Edgar. I'm going to remind you when you... Well, who knows? By then, it might be 40. Maybe they drop it again. So anyway, that you don't agree with me, clearly, but that's okay because we don't agree on lots of things. But I'm not a fan of the seniors being over 45. So that's just my thing. I think it should be over 50s and give us over 50s people a chance. The minute you let them 45-year-olds in, eyesight's still pretty good. Not put as much weight on yet. Making it harder for the over 50s. Anyway, what have you got to talk about? Anything?
Oh, you're normally the topic guy. So
I've got loads. But
if you've not got a topic, we'll play a game then. We'll play a game. Actually, let's start off not with a game. Let's start off with favorite topping on a pancake.
Because it's Shrove Tuesday coming up. That's very good, Matt. That for you, that's really, that's so like on point for what's happening in the world.
Of course it is. I like pancakes.
Yeah, you do. So for me, and I don't really do savoury. I can't be doing with that. See, it's just maple syrup, really. Just a bit of maple syrup.
Okay.
That'll do me. I'm happy with that. I can do lemon and sugar if I must, but a bit of maple syrup will do me. I'm happy.
Okay.
Maybe a strawberry on the side. You're going to blow me away now with yours, aren't you?
No, I'm just lemon, sugar, maybe a bit of orange on there as well. Like.
Ah, which actually leads me into, me and the daughter went out for something to eat during half term. And we're getting very Americanized, aren't we, in these places now. So it was lunchtime, but they're still doing the brunch menu. I think you would have loved this. She had waffles with crispy streaky bacon on, southern fried chicken,
what a waffle,
and maple syrup over the top.
No, that's not for me.
I tried it. It was amazing. It was amazing. The salt, do you know, I love salt and sweet at the same time. And that's what you get, salty from the bacon, sweet from the syrup. I loved it. You're not a fan?
I'd be a little fancy.
Well, that is fancy for you. Like, clearly. You just like, just give me the bacon. I'll just have the bacon.
Yeah, it's not for me, that.
Right. I've teased then, as you come up with pancakes, let me get these comments out, because there's lots to talk about here. And I'm going to have to pick. I think I have picked one as a favourite. So, first question. And I'm going to read out the people as well. Peter Armitage, 3078. Here's a question for debate. If the rules on alcohol...
Say that again.
Here's a question for debate.
Peter, 3078. Question for debate. Rhymed.
I'm a bit worried about you. Have you been in the car too long today?
It rhymes. Bit of rhyming in there.
Yeah, just lots of things that rhyme. It's not like on purpose. It was just, I'm just reading it out. Anyway. Okay. Here's a question for debate, guys. If the rules on alcohol and stage were relaxed, how many and which players do you think would have a pint on their table whilst playing? Now, when I first read it, I thought everybody. And then I thought, actually, no, this is a good one for Matt. If the rules on alcohol were relaxed, how many players do you think would have a pint on their table? Would it be, as I first thought, everybody, or would it not?
No. Honestly?
Yeah.
I would say between 5 and 10. At most.
Out of all the players?
Out of all the players. At most 5 to 10. Yeah, maybe none. I'll go none. You're thinking narrow-minded here. So so the narrow-mindedness there is to say it's okay to do it, so players will do it. But as Mission Brand manager, if your 19-year-old, who legally can go on stage and drink, is stood drinking a pint on stage, are you happy?
No.
If your Xbox sponsoring Luke Littler, who's now 18, do you want him stood on stage with a pint?
No, probably not, no.
And you see my point. So I think that players would act responsibly and professionally to their sponsors, and so that they are appealing to sponsorship deals, to the point I don't think anyone would want to be seen on stage with a pint.
I think you might have taken that a little bit too far, because I'm sure our listeners are clever enough to know that they still do drink while they're playing darts. They just don't do it on stage. There's lots of players in the world of darts that still drink before they play a game of darts. So it just still goes on. It just doesn't go on in front. Now, I was looking at it from the angle of, would you want to? Or would you want water to stay hydrated? Because the stages are like 120 degrees. You don't want to be drinking alcohol on the stage when it's 120 degrees. You want to stay hydrated. I thought it'd be more than that, but I'll bow to your judgment.
I'll say
on
zero.
That, mate.
I'll say zero. I don't think anyone would want to be presented like that on stage in 2025.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe
because
you're
everyone,
right.
Luke Littler turns up with Xbox on his shirt, and everyone thinks, right, they're watching darts. I might get a chance to get a sponsorship with Xbox. So, what do I need to look like? What do I need to do? How do I need to present myself in a style? Because the one thing you don't want to do is go, right, there's 10 potential sponsors, but 7 of them won't touch me because I'm having a pint and they don't want their company associated with that, because they associated like Xbox, Blue Chip sponsor, who are advertising to minors, to advertising to children, to juniors, to teens, because that's traditionally people who play computer games, and then you're going to advertise with a 40-year-old man drinking a pint.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll go with that. And then the next one's it's quite controversial. I don't want to talk about it for ages, but I've got a take on it. Kappa has said, can we talk about Aspinall looking weird on TV last week? His eyes were like saucepans. He was sweating like crazy. He had a weird energy going on. He was on something. Now, I don't believe that for a second, because I know him, and there could be a million reasons why he was like that. Now, if you gave me two cans of Red Bull before I played darts, I'd be like that. I can't cope with the caffeine. I'm not very myoky. Yeah, exactly. Look at me. One coffee, and I'm absolutely wired for sound. So I think he'd either have too much coffee or Red Bull or whatever it was, because his point was, is this his strategy to combat his dartitis? No, definitely not. I want to put that to bed. Nathan's not the type, nor is it allowed. So anything that you were thinking there, I think I'm not in agreement with. Jazzman 101 has said, we must have a podcast from Vegas during Matt's WrestleMania weekend. He's just put that. So I thought I'd read it out.
So we'll it's see. Literally like the very first time I've ever gone on the holiday, like in like actual holiday, like with the lad. So the chances are it's not going to happen, because I'm planning on having all my videos that are going on my own YouTube channel pre-made, ready, loaded to go, so it can all be scheduled. So all those uploads will go up as normal on a timer. And with that, I'm hoping that I can be there work free. But you know me, Andy. I'm going to message you at 7 o'clock in the morning. I've got this idea.
And the problem is, you'll be on Vegas time. God knows what time it'll be here. I'll be getting pinged at all sorts of times a day. Right. Jim on Toast. What a good name that is. Jim on Toast. Doesn't rhyme, but it's a great name. Here's a game for the next podcast. You need to choose three players to hit these doubles with one dart. If they do it, you win £1 million. Who are you choosing? I love this game. So who are you choosing with one dart to hit double top?
Ryan Searle.
I'm going to go Phil Taylor. Okay. Second one, one dart, double 18.
Rob Cross.
I was exactly the same. Rob Cross. And the last one, double 16.
Myself.
And I was going to go Eric Bristow, but he's obviously not still alive, but he was the greatest double 16 hitter I've ever seen.
Well, you can't win then, can you? But yeah.
It wasn't a win game.
The thing is, I think I'm very understated on that double 16.
I don't think you've ever talked about it.
No, like you've seen my stats. You know, one point was the best finisher in the world. Once held the record for the best finishing percentage of a world championship game in the first round at Ali Pali, 75%. During that tournament, I had 10 darts at double 16 across both matches, hit 9 of the 10. Double 16 is I'm very strong on. I just wish I could play the whole match on double 16. So.
Do you know who my contender would be?
You're going to say Ryan Joyce.
Ryan Joyce.
Ryan Joyce actually, after I had that world championship, the stats went out and said, Edgar's unbelievable on this double 16. Ryan Joyce, I think we need to have a match on double 16. And do you know what? In 2025, I'd still take on that challenge. Ryan Joyce, I know you're a mission player. Let's get it on. Double 16.
The shout out is there.
You get yourself to Mission HQ. I'll get myself there. I'll beat you. Loser buys the McDonald's. So I'm having a large Big Mac, mate, and some fries. Get it on order now, pal.
I hope Ryan's listening. I hope he is, because he'll be up for that. SWJ has said, have you ever considered broadcasting the podcast filming live to paid members? That way you'd still be able to edit it down, put it out for free on Sundays, but also allow the hardcore fans to get their content earlier in the week when some of the topics are more current or relevant. I've subscribed to channels like this in the past and it works well. I don't think we'd ever do that on a subscription basis, but we have talked about doing a live, haven't we? Maybe for episode 50 or something like that, we could do it live. What do you think?
I really like the idea.
I do.
I might steal it for Edgar TV, you know.
No, you can't do that. This is being recorded. You can't do that. But I like that. I think, yeah. So watch this space. We're at episode 29. I think when it's a big episode, we will do it live. And that'll be interesting. And it'll just be the same because we never edit anything. So it'll just be me and you talking as we do. J.H. Wood has said, fabulous episode. Couldn't quite believe it had been an hour by the end of it. I wanted it to keep going. I hope you have the best time at WrestleMania, Matt. And Andy V. Matt is definitely something everyone wants to see. I'm not playing you at double 16, though.
I haven't picked my darts up for 3 weeks, so you've probably got good. A chance. Yeah.
Good.
Since that UK Open qualifier, I've not played. And it's because I've not got time to play till June, so I'm just like, do you know what? Like, what's the point at the minute?
Now, you may remember last week we started comment of the week, and if somebody puts something really good out there, I send them a little bit of something. Rohan, who won, has sent me his address. And he lives in Australia. So we're sending him some goodies over to Australia. I have chosen comment, and you will get your turn to pick comment of the week when you're not jet setting all over the place. Matt, we'll let you have a turn at that. But I've chosen this week's comment of the week from Noodles7084. So if that is you, email me, youtube@missiondarts.com. And I'm going to send you something. Here it comes. Noodles7084 has said, amazing podcast, always waiting for it. How about one leg of 501 in every Rate My Oki as an experience category? Then see who's won the most legs at the end of the series.
Now, that's okay, but I'm not the sort of player who can just pick my darts up and throw. I would need a good...
And I am.
Yeah, I would need to be comfortable enough to put a leg together. I'd probably need a good 20 minutes.
So I've seen you pick up a set of darts, not even your own, in the studio and hit a 180 in two throws.
Yeah, but when
you're
playing...
You're underselling yourself a little bit there. I think the viewers will realize we haven't been practicing for an hour before we do it. So if it takes us 20 darts or 25 darts, fair enough. But I think as an extra little something in next series' Rate My Oki, because we go on and talk about whether the measurements are right, whether the board height is right, blah, blah, blah. Maybe there could just be, or maybe we could throw the house darts. I don't know. But I like the idea. As usual with these ideas, we take them, we develop them, we turn them into something, and you all tell us we've done a good job or maybe we haven't, whatever.
We hope.
But that, to me, is a great comment. Whether we go with it or we don't, it's still a great comment. Get in touch, youtube@missiondarts.com. I'm going to send you something for free. Thank you very much indeed. Now, I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments to read on both channels this week, Matt. It seems to have gone off the charts. It's supposed to be nearly March. Darts is supposed to be calming down a bit. What is going on?
It's took... Hello. That was weird. He's still... Oh, no, it's your turn now.
I'm okay. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. You're frozen. Yeah, it went off and then went on, and then you went off and then went on.
It's your new studio, Matt. It's not up to scratch.
I am using the laptop still, not the new computer. Look, I'll show you. I've got this great big monitor here. I've got another monitor over here.
Yeah, both switched off.
Yeah, don't know how to use them. Don't know how to use them.
If somebody could help Matt with his computing skills, and could somebody get in the comments and tell me how I stop these headphones keep falling out? They're supposed to be sit-in ear headphones, and they're always falling out. Am I not wearing them right? Somebody please tell me, am I not wearing them right? I don't know. They keep falling out. Maybe I've just got the wrong shaped ears.
Yeah,
I've got the wrong shaped ears. Maybe I have. Now, this will be going out 3 days before what, in my opinion, could be the greatest rate marquee we ever do.
Even more than this week's Luke Littler's venue where you had too much coffee.
Which was amazing. And I loved Mason's venue. And I loved, in fact, I've loved everyone in this series so far. But I've had a sneak peek of next week's. And by the time this goes out, it'll only be 3 days away. I think I'd had too much coffee or too much something. Harsh Andy comes out like I've never seen him before. It's like a doppelganger, if that's the right word. I'm not quite sure what happened. You've not seen it yet, but when you do, it's a bit of a special episode. But Ray Markey's been going well, Matt. It's been going well. People are liking it, the series.
It's gone up another level, hasn't it? It's gone up another level. We're now talking extra quality. You know, we've gone from just me, you, and a camera to, I think series two was an improvement, but obviously we was all getting used to each other still in regards to the new videographer, the new systems that we was going to be using. And then now it's like we know what we're doing. And we've had brainstorms as well for series four. Series four is going to be better. In fact, you guys watch along. You guys deserve a little extra. So we're going to give you a little extra. You're the hardcore that sit here for an hour a week listening to me and Andy talk about things. We're going to tell you what Series 4 is. Series 4 is Rate My Hockey, but instead of me and Andy debating the score and coming up with one score, for one series only, because the show needs to evolve and adapt, it will go back to the normal format. But in Series 4, I'm going to give a score and Andy's going to give a score. So when he's saying 8 and I'm saying 5 or vice versa, those scores will count. And then at the end of it, it'll be Matt's score and Andy's score, and you guys get to vote on who you agree with the most. And you can't pick and choose and say, I agree with Matt on the board and Andy on this. No. You have to commit to I'm team Matt or I'm team Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of, it feels like a weight off my back. Feels like something that should have happened ages ago, Matt, because obviously everybody's going to agree with Harsh Andy. Of course they are.
So you think. I've also just thought I've got a video that I'm putting out tonight. I forgot to put it at 6, so I'm just going to do it now quickly. You're getting to see the launch of an Edgar TV video here on this podcast.
Actually, during the podcast, which is pretty amazing. I've started listening to more podcasts as well, Matt. I don't know whether you're not really a fan, are you? You get in your car more than me, but you don't really do podcasts. But I've proper got into them now. Started listening to all sorts of nonsense, to be honest. Some of it more nonsense than even what we talk about.
Some of the questions that come up are great. And like, I'd love to, I tell you, I'm just going to release this. I'm going to ask for your take on something. There we go. It's released.
Okay.
Let me ask for your take on something.
All right.
So, you've got £1 million, right? And you've got 1 week to go and hide yourself anywhere in the world. Now, once that week's up, you've got 5 days that you need to stay hidden, but every single person in the world is going to be looking for you. Where do you go?
You've just thought this up, haven't you? You've been sat in bed at night and you've gone, oh, what if I was at £1 million? I had to evade. So you've got to evade everybody in the world for 5 days. Okay.
And you've got £1 million spending money to do it.
How are you going to do that? Yeah, I mean, the money's not going to help you, I don't think. Well, obviously, it'd help you to get somewhere in the first place. But, I mean, where are you going to go? Where am I going to go? I'm going to have to buy lots of survival gear. I take it if I buy stuff, people don't know what I've bought. I'm going to have to buy some survival gear.
Come on, like if you buy a submarine, no one knows you've got a submarine. Like.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go to the middle of like the Amazon jungle where nobody's ever been before. I'm going to have to go there.
But remember how many billions worth of people are going to be looking for you and go, I know where he's going to go. He's going to go to the Amazon jungle. To
go there? Well, I can't just go and like stand in the bathroom, can I? It's got to be somewhere where, I get what you're saying. It's got to be somewhere where they're not going to think to look, but not somewhere so obvious that you can't be missed.
Do you know what I think the answer to this is?
You're going to bury yourself underground or something, are you? I dread to think what your answer is going to be now.
Now, if the reward's good enough at the end of it, obviously it's worth it, isn't it? But the best place to hide is right next to the person who's looking for you. And that's everybody. So how do you blend in with society? You got £1 million. A full plastic surgery, full change, you know, full makeover sort of thing. And then literally look for yourself. Blend in. Why be the odd one that everyone's looking for? Why don't you blend in with everyone who's looking?
I'm sure our viewers and listeners every week think, Matt asks a question. It's usually pretty crazy. It was animals last week. Andy sort of thinks, like we do, what a sensible person would think. And then Matt just comes in with the most ridiculous thing that nobody else on the planet has thought, I'm just going to have plastic surgery.
Which like, is why
nobody else listening to this podcast has thought that, Matt. Only you.
Which is why I'd win and no one would find me because no one would look there. Who's going to look at the person next to him and go, there he is? No one. They'll all go, right, let's dig a hole. Oh, them leaves look like they've been ruffled up recently. Maybe he's dug a hole there. Let's get a boat and see if he's got a submarine. You know, there'll be all these different thoughts that'll go on in their mind. They're not going to think it's the guy sat next to me on the bus.
Couldn't you just put a mask on or something? Do you have to have plastic surgery? Couldn't you just, like, go to a makeup artist and say, like, can you dress me up in something that nobody's going to recognize me? Like, why plastic surgery? Like, is that really worth it for £1 million?
Like, you got to make sure, aren't you? You know,
great. I've won £1 million, but I now look like the Elephant Man. Fantastic. Yeah. God, blimey. Yeah. I mean, right. On that note, I had a quiz question for you because I know this is your favourite part when I test you a little bit.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk, or there has been a lot of talk on Robin Hoods recently, probably because of our folded v molded. Yeah. So, and there might be multiple answers for this, by the way, but I can only think of one. Who did a Robin Hood on camera on the PDC with all three darts?
Oh, easy. I know the answer to that. That's not even a quiz question.
Let's just pause.
Well, I'm just pausing to see if anyone else gets it for a second.
Yeah. Just pause and see if it... Well, I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't until you tell me the answer and it's not what I've got written down, but...
I can tell you where it was and who it was.
We've had long enough now. Does his first name begin with J?
John Bowles.
John Bowles. Okay.
And I think it was against Peter Manley in the World Championship.
I didn't think you'd get that so quickly. Somebody said to me James Wade had done it, but I don't recall James Wade doing it. Yeah. I only recall John Bowles doing it.
I think it was against Peter Manley, if I was not mistaken. In fact, I'm going to check that. Just to see.
John Bowles, is he still playing these days? He's on the Super League averages. He's above me, and I think he's like top three in Lancashire Super League averages. Hey, most people are. I'm like number five or six or something.
Way, really, man, really, man, really, man.
Right, I'm having major problems with these headphones today. I don't know. I've definitely got them in wrong or something because they're not. They don't want to stay in. Maybe I've got the wrong size buds on them or something. Yeah, that might be it. I think they came with some different size buds. But then again, some weeks they're fine. And some weeks they just want to fall out. Like I feel if I move my head, they're just going to fall out. But anyway, you don't have that problem because you don't wear headphones.
No. I've got these ones.
Oh, let me see them. Go on, put them on. I want to see you with headphones.
With ambience. What do you look like? Well, ambience.
Oh my God, they've even got coloured lights on the outside, haven't they?
Hello and welcome to Edgar TV. Welcome to the Mission Dark podcast here at the Edgar TV studios. Do you know what I feel like? I feel like, you know, that when Chris Kamara used to do Soccer Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a red card, Chris, hasn't there? Has there been a red card? Our international viewers now will not have a clue what we're talking about. Well, that is one of the funniest moments of TV history, that. It really is. Do those lights change on the side when you're talking and stuff? I don't know.
They look like they change when I move it.
You love coloured lights, don't you? I think they do, yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, I want to see what your Christmas tree looks like. I bet it's amazing. So here's the thing. And obviously you wouldn't have the time to do it, but would you like one of those houses that's completely the whole street's lit up?
Yeah.
People are coming to view your house because it's gone.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Oh.
I'm that guy. A bit over the top sort of thing. Yeah.
And I'm Chevy Chase me from the Christmas Vacation. Have you seen that where he's putting up all the lights? Are you too young for that?
Probably, yeah.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Get in the comments below if you've seen that. Chevy Chase, he's putting all the lights up and he's done like the whole house, and as he's doing it, the plugs come out. So he's going to the main switch and he's switching it. Nothing happens. So he goes up and checks every single bulb, and it's just that the plugs come out. It's one of them. You got to see it. Anyway, no singing this week. It was noted that I was singing a lot in last week's podcast. So no singing this week. There's a question. You'll have to watch the extra episode. Does Mike Dedeca like a sing song at his exhibitions? Watch the extra episode to find out that one. So where have you been? What have you been doing? What have you been doing? Pro Tour. I can't keep up with you. Pro tours. Have you been doing? No, you weren't abroad this week, were you? That was last week.
Yeah, that was last week. So I've done pro tours last week in Holland. I've been at Sky Sports Studios today. Abby Davies. I've been doing some coaching this week.
Sure, our viewers are gutted for you that you've had to work with two lovely ladies all day and talk about darts and get paid for it. Give us an insight. What are the Sky Sports Studios like? Are they like your studio, or are they a bit more ambience?
They're a bit more impressive than my one, I'd say. They're a bit more impressive. And I've been around them all. I've been around Soccer Saturday, Monday Night Football. I went down to Soccer AM when that was there. So, yeah, I've seen them. It's really nice. It's really good. It's cool.
I used to like going down there. It was Tim Lovejoy and Helen Chamberlain back in the day. Yeah, Soccer AM. That was great. So are they all individual studios already made up, or do they switch them about?
So it's a block. It's like a Sky Studio or Sky TV. It's like its own independent town within a boundary. So there's like a fence goes round, and inside it, it's like a town. So it's got food outlets, it's got a cinema, it's got gyms, and then it's got lots of different buildings. And then the studios are like in a massive block around the back. And then there's just like loads of studios in there for like loads of different purposes.
Have they got any of that fake brick? I used to love that. I had that in one of my old businesses put on the wall. It's like plastic, and you like staple it to the wall, but and then it looks like bricks when you're like 5 feet away. It looks like
staple plastic to the wall. Sounds amazing.
I'm not selling it to you, but it looks amazing. It looks like you've got like proper brick walls and everything. Anyway, whatever, Mr. Sky Sports this week.
Yeah, so that's that. I'm with you on Thursday. More coaching at the Edgar TV Studios on Friday. Then I've got a week at Modus. Then I'm doing PDC Women's Series. Then with you again. Then I've got some more coaching. Then I've got the Pro Tour. Then I've got my new job that I've just sorted out today.
Then you're with me again.
well, filming series more. We're going to be working for another broadcaster. So yeah, it's mad. It's mad.
It's busy as always, but Vegas isn't that far away.
Nope, not many more weeks now. So looking forward to that. That's going to be something nice to sort of... And it's quite funny because I'm going away for a few days, I'm like, right, I'll just put up a few extra days of work because I've took another 3 days worth of work before I go. And when I get back, I've got another 3 days. It reminds me of like when I was playing at Lakeside. It's like, right, Andy, so I'll be there for the first bit. Then I'm going to go down here and do a bit of commentary. Then I'll come back. And you're like, in the middle of the event, you're going to do commentary.
I couldn't quite believe that. I could not believe you were literally going to play your game and then disappear and do some commentary and then come back for your next game. Albeit you didn't need to, but
yeah.
Only you could really do that, Matt. Only, and I tell you what, our regulars will have spotted by now, you're not holding the microphone, which you have done 20 episodes. You've actually got it on a table.
Yeah, it's a different one. So this is, I've got the... Yeah, it's a different one, yeah. It's the same make and everything. It's just on a stand. So I've got one that I carry around with me, so I hold, and then this one. And yeah, there's a few things in here. I mean, all my shirts are up here as well. You'll see here, that's the shirt I played in the World Championships in 2020. That's the one I played against Mike Kuivenhove, and you see the flights here as well. They're the actual flights that I played that game in. Won that game 3-0. It's got like photo in here, and then the match and the plaque. That's the Edgar Mania shirt. Then there's the shirt I wore at Lakeside, the dark break kid.
I remember that.
And then that's the first shirt I ever wore in a world championship there in 2019.
Fantastic.
So,
shall I go and get all my TV shirts out that I've worn when I've been on?
But that's the world championships. That's not, things like players' championships, UK Opens, things like that, I've not really gone with. I've just, first rounds of the world championship are represented on that wall.
Is there not a Gary Anderson 170 checkout shirt somewhere? Because you've never really mentioned that. It's been a while.
Let me show you something. You'll like this.
All right. Those of you listening, he's now got up and gone to pick something up. I'm not sure what it is.
So this
is a rock.
Yes. So this is the Iceland Masters Trophy, WDF Ranked Championship of 2023. This trophy is made out of volcanic lava from Iceland.
And so those of you that are listening, you're really not missing anything. It looks like a piece of coal.
That is lava from lava from Iceland. So
is it still called lava when it's set? Like when you say lava to me, I picture the red stuff running down the. When it's like that, it's probably not called lava anymore, is it? I don't know.
Well, it's nice though, isn't it? Like it's unique and different.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my favorite trophy I've ever seen.
I'll tell you what,
can't really put a pint in it afterwards and everybody get jolly drinking out of it. Oh, here we go. Right, you've made that. There is no way that is a trophy.
Let's see if it comes through on here. Anyway.
That says Iceland as well.
Yeah, this was the... There's a bit. It's nice, isn't it?
No. Oh. Not at all. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Like, brilliant. And you can't even display it.
Amazing.
I don't know. Well, I'm not going to. I've got trophies. I'm not going to go and get them because I'm just not. They're just so much better than them. But anyway, by the time this hits your airwaves, I will have played. Oh, here he comes. I will have played my finals night. Hopefully, I've got a trophy. But here he comes with his Matthew Edgar darts, showing them off on screen. There's been a lot of love, actually, Matt, in the other channel, our main channel, for the Yari dart. I know you like that, didn't you?
Yeah. It's one of them you've got to give a go, isn't it? Because when I saw it, I thought, who on earth thought of that? And then when you give it a go...
Oh, and also, a lot of people have been asking about Mike Dedeker because obviously now he's being announced as a mission player. When are his darts coming? If you like a long dart, oh my goodness, I think Mike's got the longest darts in pro darts, and they're coming end of March. That's all I can give you. I can't give you a date right now. I've just been told end of March. Well, end of March, by the time you're listening to this, is about 4 weeks away. So that's not long to wait, is it? Took a bit longer for me to get yours sorted, really, didn't it? But
yeah, and I'm just looking now. There's not actually that many of them left.
No, selling like hotcakes. And the precision darts, they had to be reordered this week, which is my dart, for those who don't know. The black precision dart is my dart. So they've been selling well. It's been a bit of an interesting week, shall we say. Precision fitting's full again. I had a lovely group of three people in who said, we've watched all the Rate My Hockeys, we love them, and we've just gone back and started watching series one. And then he kind of looked at me like, what on earth were you doing then? Anybody that's joined us late in the day with Rate My Hockey, go back and watch the series one where Matt and I used to pass the camera between each other to film and occasionally drop it and forget to turn it on and not have the mics on, or one mic was on, one mic was off. Do you remember when people used to tell us, didn't they, in all the videos, there's something wrong with your mics? They're like, yeah, we know. We just...
Someone commented this week and they went, oh, it's nice to see you've upgraded all the audio. And like, it's the exact same equipment. Like,
exactly the same. Exactly the same. Nothing has changed apart from the operator. The operator has changed. Lots more videos coming out. We're still pushing the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday at the moment, Matt. I don't quite know how we're doing it, but we're still managing to get 4 out a week. And for the podcast listeners, an extra one, because we've got a Mike Dedeker one. So next week will be our first ever week with 6. I did that up right. Or is it 5?
Five. No, it's five. Unless we go for a short as well.
Unless we pop a short out as well. Yeah. 5 plus a short, 6 videos in a week. I don't know how we're doing it. I don't know how we're doing it, but we are. And on that note, I think I'm done with you today.
Good, because I'm fed up of you already.
Yeah. Well, get Tuesday, extra podcast, extra bonus content. Around about 20 minutes, nice and easy listen for you.
And it's good.
And it is good. You are going to want to find out the questions that Matt posed Mike Dedeker.
There's one in particular that he looked at me and went, "You Englishmen are crazy." I've done it. Andy's done it. Mike thought we was crackers.
Yeah. I'm off to do some... Yeah, exactly. I'm off to do some coaching. What are you doing?
Got some coaching. Got a customer coming right, in. Okay. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I love you and leave you. It's been emotional. We'll catch you all next week.